This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
The bottom line is something's up.
Now, I realize it's fashionable in some circles to believe that no one in government should encourage others to read the Bible. That we're told that we'll violate the constitutional separation of church and state established by the founding fathers in the First Amendment. The First Amendment was not written to protect people and their laws from religious values. It was written to protect those values from government tyranny.
This was in a book for Freemasons. Fictions are necessary to the people, and the truth becomes deadly to those who are not strong enough to contemplate it in all its brilliance. In fact, what can there be in common between the vile multitude and sublime wisdom? The truth must be kept secret, and the masses need a teaching proportional to their imperfect reason.
Broadcasting live from a bunker high atop Mount Hood.
It's all heading towards a fascist totalitarian state.
It's radio that's delivering the truth.
AK-47s belong in the hands of soldiers, not in the hands of criminals.
See, the problem is they don't get to determine what is right and wrong in the process. It's all done by the central government.
And here's Paul Preston and Agenda 21 Radio.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, if you're one of those exceptional Americans, welcome aboard to New California. Oh, whoa, New California. Welcome aboard to Agenda 21 Radio. Well, you know, Freudian slips, they happen every once in a while. You know, I got to get a plug in for New California. It's going to happen. By the way, I just thought I'd let you know about that in the fray of everything that's going on with this election year, right? We have New California. Yes, we do. In the 51st state, it's going to be. It's the only thing going on that's actually happening in the right direction for a state and statehood. People haven't figured it out, but we have. So anyway, visit our website, newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com, and of course, A21R.com is the quickest way to get to Agenda 21 Radio. Now, we've got a lot of things going on that are kind of interesting, and I think it's probably in everybody's best interest to understand that the president is trying to secure the border. And, of course, everybody's going crazy over the fact. Not everybody. I mean, I'm not. I'm crazy in the sense that there are those that are celebrating and then those that are really going crazy in denial and do not want certain things to happen. And one of them, of course, is birthright citizenship stopped. We talked about this. Well, we talked about this ad nauseum many, many years ago because of all the things that were going on in Southern California and other places around the nation where you have these birthing centers. Yeah, this is old news to us here at Agenda 21 Radio, and everybody's all in a tizzy about it, but I'm really grateful that the president, and right now, of course, it couldn't have been raised under the Obama administration as we were complaining at the time about these birthing centers and about these people coming in when they're, you know, on pregnancy tourism, I guess you can say, coming in on just to visit. They're 9 months pregnant, and then all of a sudden they go to these condominiums and duplexes and all these other different centers that are bought up by various landlords that cater to the tourism business. It's tourism is what they say. And they come in and they have a baby and the baby's a citizen. And then all the citizen rights travel with that child and travel by extension to the families as well. See, they figured this one out years ago. And I said before that the United States is one of only a few countries that allows birthright citizenship. I think Canada is the other one, and there's a couple down there in, I think, Africa, birthright citizenship. We are a minority in that regard, and we shouldn't be given it. Everything that we understand about the 14th Amendment, which is what everybody's claiming about this, doesn't even apply. So the president is coming up with the notion that he is going to, by executive order, issue by executive order, he is going to say, look it, we're ending birthright citizenship. There you go. So those of you on the left, you can go crazy. And those of you on the right, you can go crazy. We can go crazy. We can all go crazy together. We might not like it, but I think it's absolutely the best thing for the nation. There's no question about it. And all the things. It's an industry, and like I said before, and I really want to say hats off to some of, Fox News in particular. They're now reporting the truth after all these years. I do appreciate the fact they're reporting the truth. Gosh darn. Yeah, you know, this is something that everybody's known about in a lot of local news media outlets, even of the liberal variety in certain places like Southern California and Florida and other New York, have been reporting on these centers for years and reporting on this whole issue for years. Yet it just hasn't sort of broken through, and now it does. You got a crisis that's brewing at the border. We're going to be talking about, of course, the caravan. We got a third caravan that's coming up, and then we'll be a fourth and a fifth and a sixth. The fuse is lit, as we say, about what. And what is the target? It's Mexico. Mexico, yeah. Watch out, Mexico. The globalists want you. Oh, well, you know, it's a globalist center, Mexico. Probably didn't realize that. Mexico is a globalist center. So this notion of birthright citizenship goes back to the 14th Amendment. We're going to have a 14th Amendment conversation about and how it does relate to the birthright citizenship business. But this is a business. This is the point. It is a multi-billion dollar business. And people don't quite understand how the business works. It's a great business model. And people are gaining billions of dollars. Either paid outright by the people that are directly involved who want to give birth and have birthright citizenship for their child, or there's subsidies coming from the federal government. Now, no surprise, guess who doesn't support this? No surprise, he doesn't support this whole notion of birthright citizenship in terms of the president saying, look, I'm going to issue an executive order and stop it. No surprise here, Paul Ryan. Mr. Ryan, who of course has been funneling money, he was the boy of all the churches and church organizations where he funneled billions of dollars into these church organizations to subsidize them. As why? To subsidize trafficking in human flesh and slavery. And you know, this is the other thing. I'm really excited now. I'm getting more excited about this topic. We've been excited about it excited in the sense that it's despicable. It's slavery right in front of your face. I'm getting into a rant now, and I don't really want to do that. I want to be a little bit more civil. But, you know, when you talk about slavery with children and sex slavery and all the things that go along with it, and this man's hands are bloody, in my opinion. Paul Bloody Hands Ryan, we can call him. How many people have been bought and sold into slavery because of Paul Ryan? You have to really wonder about that. He's a he says he's a Republican. Sure. Who did he take an oath to? I mean, the really question is he took an oath supposedly to protect and defend the Constitution of the United States. No. He has served a higher master. And hence, as a result, what he's done is he's created and added to this multi-billion dollar business of slavery in this country. Yeah, because, you know, all these charitable organizations that take in all these immigrants, when they come across the border and help them get their rights, of course, making sure they're all coached up. Pueblo Sin Frontera, anyone? A front group for all these other organizations? You get them across the border, then they need services. And who's going to provide those? All the charities are going to provide those services. You know, the charitable organizations, your church organizations, your Catholics, your Methodists, your Lutherans, and so on. It's a multi-billion dollar industry. And where do they get the money to do it? Our federal government, of course. Now, it's interesting. We're now getting into that conversation. This is the same conversation we started on Agenda 21 Radio years ago. Years ago. And now it's here. And I'm grateful that it's here. I'm here. At least it's here. And it's getting out into the broader population. Thank goodness. people are becoming more aware of this. You know, I know there's people out there that have absolutely no clue that they have these birthing centers in this whole industry that's around that. Whole blocks of property are bought up so these women can come in and give birth. They oftentimes are couched as daycares. Mm-hmm. Daycares. It's interesting. A daycare center. A daycare center where you give birth, have children, and then after a week or so or a month or so, wait, I don't know, get your papers for your child, proving that they're a citizen, get back on the plane and go back to China. Or Russia. Even Russia, the Russians are into this. Of course, we've known about that. Everybody's into it. Because why? The United States is the safest place on earth, of course. But it's backdoor illegal, in my opinion. I think it's illegal. I think it's unconstitutional. Yet, it's an industry. Look at all the services that go around these women as they give birth. There's tons of services. People who have to tend to them. People, the property owners, the hospitals, the medical industry. Backdoor citizenship. Slavery is what it is, ladies and gentlemen. Plain and simple. And it ties right into those caravanners. We'll be right back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Attention business.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of My Pillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making My Pillow possible. Years ago, when I invented My Pillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented My Pillow. You can adjust My Pillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-362-3023 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-362-3023 to take your call now. Call 800-362-3023. That's 800-362-3023. Again, 800-362-3023.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547.
a dictator. I'm the president.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Breslin and the Agenda 21 Show.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. We're going to be playing here in a minute Michael Anton. He's one of the top scholars in issues such as birthright citizenship. He's with the Trump administration. Oh, no, I'm sorry. He was with the Trump administration. Excuse me. And he's examining here. This is an interview that he did on Fox News. I heard this interview. I have not seen the interview. I'm watching and you're listening. Excuse me, or you're about to. And we're going to be looking at also Harry Reid.
Here we go. Who's wise and who's foolish? The pollsters were stupid.
Well, we're getting crosstalk here. I love it when this happens. The pollsters were stupid. And that's... And that's Victor Davis Hanson. He just pops up on my screen. I love it, you know. Okay, this was a discussion last night with Tucker Carlson. Tucker does a really good job here, and he's just getting better. You know, they say in the end, the little known secrets that about radio and everything else, you just get better. If you stay with it, and I believe that. You just get better. Everybody gets better. I mean, every single day. And that's the thing about it. It helps you with all kinds of things, you know, your whole logic, thought process, all this stuff, because, you know, you got to speak. And when you're forced to speak, you speak. And anyway, so he's just getting better. That's just all I got to say. The fact that I had the chance to meet him and see him in person, he's a whole different human being in person. And he has a face for TV. I have to admit, I have a face for radio. He's got a face for TV. And he needs to come out into California a little bit more. And by the way, California, it kind of cracks me up. We've been saying California is the key to the president's winning the House. And we believe that in our research, our deep research for Agenda 21 Radio and New California State, in our deep research, we have discovered that we're going to pull off quite a red wave out here in California. That's just what we think. I could be wrong. You know, I very seldom go out on limbs like this because, you know, well, I'm not afraid of the limb. I'm just afraid of where I'm cutting the limb at. Right? I want to make sure I've got the external part of the limb being cut off and not the internal towards the trunk. Just don't do that. But anyway, I think we're going to have a very, very good turnout here in California. Michael Anton jumps right into this birthright citizenship business. And he gives an excellent explanation as to why and the justification for this. I have been one of these believers all along, and you study about the 14th Amendment. I started studying about this in, you know, college. Bruce, what was his name? Babbitt. Mr. Mabbitt. Dr. Mabbitt to you. He was the most influential in terms of political science and constitutionalities and things like that, to me anyway. So anyway... 14th Amendment was written, I believe, in 1866 or 1867, and the issue was surrounding slavery, and what happened with slavery was, after the Civil War, 1861, that was just at the beginning of the war, that's when West Virginia, that's when we come into play for New California now, isn't it? Isn't that interesting? Don't you love this? And here we are, listen to this, here we are, what are we talking about with New California? It's a confluence. We're talking about people who want to secede from the nation, Calexit, right? Jerry Brown's little hope and dream that he can be El Presidente, right? We're talking about that, and we're talking about slavery. We're talking about slavery as a nation. Well, we're not saying slavery yet. Now, how long is it going to take? I've been waiting for this. How long is it going to take the media to catch up to Agenda 21 Radio on the notion of human trafficking is slavery? It's modern-day slavery right in your face. We don't want to say we do that. Slavery's still here. No, slavery could only happen by white landowners. The only slavery on the planet that's ever happened is by white landowners and the founding fathers of the United States. That's the only slavery that could have happened. Right? The left would have you believe that, which is a bunch of BS. Slavery has been in this world forever, unfortunately. The only place on the planet to ever stand and say no to it and sacrifice hundreds of thousands of men in the Civil War of the United States is the United States of America. Hello? Yet they would have you believe slavery still exists today with the black people. It does. Just ask the Reverend Al Sharpton, right? Wouldn't even call him a reverend. That's just me. That's just me. That's just me. I don't see him as a reverend at all. I don't think most people do. But now, let's see how long it's going to take before, you know, gosh, you know, somebody, there's something out there in the miasma, somebody's out there talking about the fact that this is real slavery. Human trafficking is real slavery today. So I'll say it again. Human trafficking is real slavery. Get it? Real, live slavery. So now, having said that, what are we doing about it? Well, we're talking about it. That's the first step, and I think that's good. But I think that it's going to take a while, maybe in a couple more weeks. Maybe after the election, people are going to focus on, you know, this really is slavery because we're buying and selling human beings in so many different ways. See, you can package up. Look at what they're doing. Look at it. If you want to package up a human being, how would you do it? How would you market your sale of a human being? I wanted to get into this tape, but I'm not going to get there yet. But how would you market a human being for sale? Let's see. Now, you'd run banner ads on your website. Hey, look at this guy. He's for sale. Look at this baby. She's for sale. Right? Just flash up on your screen. Banner ads, right? Just run banner. Oh, better yet, get those sale flags you see planted in the ground. Babies for sale here. Out in front of the stores, you know, the strip centers. All those strip centers, you can see banners with babies' faces. Babies for sale here. That's what's happening right now. You just don't see the banners. You have to look for the banners sometimes. You do actually have to do some work to find this out, what I'm talking about. Want to sell your baby? How about if you rental babies available? I wonder if they have those things up down there in Honduras and Mexico. Because that's what they do, you know. See, I do like the fact that we have in these caravans some of these embeds now. Embedded reporters, William Longines and Griff Jenkins. I think they're doing a pretty good job. And you got some others. We got the Facebook feeds and stuff. But we see this. And, you know, the longer they're there, the more information we're squeezing out about what is the reality check of those caravans. But, you know, here in the United States, getting back to this birthright citizen, I mean, really, why don't they have the banners up? Have your baby here. Come on in from China. Fly in from China. We'll pick you up in a limo. Have your baby here. $80,000 for the experience. Some people are paying for that. Did you know that? Now, that's just sort of an offshoot of slavery, isn't it? I mean, really, our citizenship being bought and sold is a variety of slavery, if you think about it. It's not an extension of my imagination. Slavery is for real, ladies and gentlemen. It's right here, right now, and right in front of your face.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Tired of paying out.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-362-3023 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-362-3023 to take your call now. Call 800-362-3023. That's 800-362-3023. Again, 800-362-3023. Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547. Contractors, this is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547.
The notion that I can just suspend deportations through executive order, that's just not the case.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle. It's all present at the Agenda 21 show.
In the Trump administration, a lecturer at Hillsdale College, and probably the first person in this generation to raise the question of whether birthright citizenship is indeed constitutional. Thank you very much, Michael Anton. You wrote this piece that I think began this current conversation this past July, and people were stunned to find out that this was not a settled matter. Most people believe this is etched on the bottom of the Statue of Liberty, but it's not.
Right. And I do want to give credit where credit's due to people that I learned these arguments from. John Eastman,
yes,
a constitutional scholar and lawyer, litigator. He litigates constitutional questions. And Edward Erler, who's a student of the American founding and the Civil War era, who's done the scholarly work on this. I learned this argument from them. They're two of my teachers. But it's true that, you know, it had kind of gone dormant for a while.
Dormant? This is Flat Earth Society stuff. So everyone believes that we have a constitutional mandate to allow the children of illegal aliens to become citizens.
Right. And they base that belief on a misreading of the very first sentence of the 14th Amendment, which says all persons born or naturalized in the United States are citizens. They leave out the part in the middle, subject to the jurisdiction thereof. They either leave it out or they say subject to the jurisdiction just means you have to obey the law. Well, everybody has to obey the law. If you're a tourist coming from England or Canada or anywhere, you have to obey U.S. law while you're in the United States. That doesn't make your children a citizen or you a citizen. Subject to the jurisdiction meant something specific to the people who wrote the amendment. We know this because they said it. You read the debates over the amendment. They said it means that you don't owe allegiance to any foreign power, to anyone else. You're subject to the complete jurisdiction of the United States, which means you're not a citizen of another country. So it clearly doesn't apply to people who aren't citizens or who are born to people who aren't citizens, who are subject to the jurisdiction of another country. The Constitution is clear on that point. There's no statute that says otherwise. But decades ago, the executive branch agencies of the federal government just decided to apply this principle as if, well, we owe everyone birthright citizenship. Now, why do they do that? Why do bureaucracies typically, in our country anyway, typically act without authority? Usually it's to serve the interests of liberalism. When the administrative state starts doing something that it's not authorized to do and that no one has ever told it to do, you can bet it's not doing so for conservative reasons or for reasons that benefit American citizens. It's doing so for reasons that benefit liberalism. And that's what happened in this case.
So you're hearing the argument now from the usual chorus of dumb people that this, like everything that they don't like, is racist.
Right.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but the purpose of this amendment was to enfranchise people who had been enslaved, African Americans who had been enslaved.
Absolutely.
And so in what sense would this, I mean, does that argument even make sense?
No.
And I want to take it seriously.
As you say, though, it's the racist is just a cudgel with which to beat up people whose arguments you don't like. So the 13th Amendment freed every slave. You had a controversy at the time where some states were saying, okay, you can free the slaves, but we have the power to make them citizens, and we're not going to do it. So Congress passed the Civil Rights Act of 1866, the same Congress, same year that drafted this amendment. That was vetoed by President Johnson. The veto is overridden, so you get two-thirds of both houses saying, freed black slaves, they are citizens. And that also says not subject to any foreign power. Well, then some of the southern states came back with, okay, well, 1857, the Supreme Court ruled in Dred Scott that no black person, even a free black person, could ever be a citizen of the United States. So the Reconstruction Congress said, okay, then we're going to put this in the Constitution. We're not going to let you get away with it. We're going to make this undeniable that every freed slave and their descendants are citizens of the United States.
So an amendment designed to enfranchise African Americans born here, been here 400 years, 500 years, is now being used by Chinese nationals.
And Russians, too.
Russians flying into Guam or Los Angeles to have children here. That would be not the original intent, I think it's
absolutely
fair to say.
Not. I mean, one of the things that I find incredible and amusing, sadly so, though, is, you know, the Russia hysteria of our time. Russia's supposed to be the biggest enemy the United States has right now. More dangerous enemy than in the Cold War. You know, we're all supposed to be almost on a war footing with Russia.
Yes.
And the president is criticized for saying maybe we should cool it a little bit and turn the heat down. However, we can't question the practice of Russian women flying to Miami and having their babies to get U.S. birth tours. So this supposed enemy of ours, it's a sacrosanct principle to allow them to abuse our system by giving citizenship to their children who you know, are born here, spend a couple of days, and then go back to Moscow.
Yeah. So the real principle that undergirds it is hurting ourselves. We're required to hurt ourselves.
Hurting ourselves. And, of course, hurting the president.
Right.
I mean,
of course,
the Russia story is all about hurting the president.
And America, masochism being the operating impulse of the left. It's bizarre. Michael Anton, who kicked this off, thank you very much.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, Michael Anton. Interesting discussion. You know, the thing is about this is it's been unsettled business, totally unsettled business in the Constitution. And, you know, it's interesting. We're going to get into a pretty serious discussion about this whole, as days go by, because we're going to hear more about this. Because this is slavery. I'm sorry. You know, they were trying to fight slavery with the 14th Amendment and stop, I mean, to right a wrong about slavery, of course, and make sure everybody who were slaves were given citizenship. Citizenship has, you know, guess what? It means something. Now, the globalists, and certainly out here in California, they have been trying to destroy the notion of citizenship. U.S. citizenship matters. And every single one of the grievances, 41 so far, that New California has laid out has included citizenship. United States citizens living in California. That's our favorite buzzword, have been denied their rights. And they're being replaced by non-citizens. Illegal foreign nationals, that's their gig. Why do you think they're flooding slaves across the border right now? To the oligarchs, to all of you despicable human beings out there who engage in slavery, modern-day slavery, and there are many of you in Silicon Valley. You know exactly what I'm talking about, Nike. Of course, you're not in the Valley. Oh, he's someplace else. You know exactly what I'm talking about. You're engaging in slavery, and you're trying to diminish American citizenship, United States citizenship, by bringing in hordes of illegal foreign nationals that are your slaves. Your indentured slaves, too. You know that. It's slavery. It's just a little bit variant. I saw a flag on the road the other day. It said, oh, buy your slave here. Is that going to be 2022 or so? Get your slaves here. Yes, Master. Something to think. We need to think this through, people. And now is the time to have, as you were hearing there from Michael Anton, this is now the time to have the discussion about these issues. Bundle all up. Are we going to accept slavery in the United States of America? Are we going to continue to diminish the value of United States citizenship? Are we going to allow that to happen? The Jerry Browns of the world? We going to allow these dictators to dictate this type of stuff to us? I don't think so. We'll be back.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
If you're 85 or younger, would...
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow pop. Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. can. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-362-3023 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-362-3023 to take your call now. Call 800-362-3023. That's 800-362-3023. Again, 800-362-3023. Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547.
And the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Making it easy to be an illegal alien isn't enough. How about offering a reward for being an illegal immigrant? No sane country would do that, right? Guess again. If you break our laws by entering this country without permission and give birth to a child, we reward that child with U.S. citizenship and guarantee of full access to all public and social services this society provides. And that's a lot of services. Is it any wonder that two-thirds of the babies born at taxpayer expense at country, county-run hospitals in Los Angeles are born to illegal alien mothers?
That was Harry Reid. circa, what was it, 1993. Circa 1993, Harry Reid. No sane country would do that, right? Right, Harry. No sane country would. Don't you love it when you can use their words against them? Nancy Pelosi has a lot of words we can use against her, and we're going to. Just a sneaky little thing, you know, but using their own words against them. Harry Reid. Yep. Excuse me. New brew. This is pot two. Do. Deuce. I had to have that one. No sane country would do that, says Harry Reid. Reid reversed his position in 1999 and apologized for his stance. Suddenly, Harry got the memo from the globalists. Harry, you gotta change this around, bro. Get it? In 1993, Harry, that was good, but now the globalists are on board. Apparently, you didn't get the memo from Nancy Pelosi in October of 1992 when she introduced House resolution to make Agenda 21, United Nations Agenda 21 plan, American law. You didn't get that memo, Harry? But over time, you did. Yeah, apparently. Says in this article that we have here, it says that Reid reversed his position in 1999 and apologized for his stance shortly after the union group AFL-CIO, which holds significant political sway nationally and in Nevada, changed its position to support birthright citizenship. Shocking. Shocking. Why would they do that? Because they can get more union members. Aren't we all shocked by that? And, of course, that's exactly what was happening then. Right in the midst of all this, you had this whole blue wave that was sweeping over Southern California. Mm-hmm. Remember the 1994 Orange County bankruptcy, the prelude to the destruction of the California Republican Party. Hello, what about that? It knocked out the Republican Party. The Republican Party has never been in power in California since. Did you know that? Never. Bill Clinton. Yep, he spearheaded a nice cloud and pivot strategy used against Orange County to bankrupt it. And everybody lost faith in the Republican leadership of Orange County. And that was it. That started the whole downward trend. California lost the assembly. California lost the Senate in California. And it's never returned. Never. Now it's 2018. It's not there. What do we have? We have a monoparty system. Hello, could that have been part of the plan? That's why I say with Harry in 1993, he's saying, the party line is, we can't have this. No sane country would do that, right? By 1999, he said, you know what? All that money that Bill Clinton started bringing into all those unions in Southern California and, of course, go up Interstate 15 and right there in Nevada, Las Vegas, they started becoming saturated with cash. Where did that all money come from? That was the swinging of the unions to the Democrats. That was the part of the blue wave. See, it's the money, it's the green that makes it blue. Get it? Somebody was asking me, how come Nevada, I think that's conservative, how come Nevada is so blue? Why is it? Well, because of all the unions in gaming. Hello. That's their biggest industry. And these are moneyed, well-moneyed blue unions. And why? Started with the Orange County bankruptcy. See, a lot of things changed, didn't it? California changed, Nevada started to change, went Democratic, went with Harry Reid. By 1999, Harry, hey, AFL saying, we've got to have these guys, we've got to have these illegal foreign nationals, and birthright's part of this, part of the slavery business. We want to be slave, hey, master, right? We want to be that. So, Harry, you got to change your position. So, 1999, he apologized. I'm sorry, I didn't mean it. Says Harry Reid, right? He's a monster, but he's not. No, it's kind of interesting. His legacy lives on, but he doesn't. But we made the change, didn't we? I don't know if anything's changed for Harry. Anyway, we'll be right back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can...
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. can. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-362-3023 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-362-3023 to take your call now. Call 800-362-3023. That's 800-362-3023. Again, 800-362-3023. Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Back here on Agenda 21 Radio. You know, the interesting thing, a lot of people don't really understand this, but the very, very interesting thing about Donald Trump is he's using the Constitution, and they hate it. They're doing the right thing by looking at the Constitution and blowing it up. Now, the 14th Amendment is a classic example of that. A classic example of that, the 14th Amendment. And you know, where they haven't, everybody's just given it their own interpretation of events and so on. And of course, that's just not the way it is. It is just not the way it is. And of course, that's the other thing. The 14th Amendment, this is what it says. And this is the key thing. And we're going to, I think we will. I've
got something else.
Well, I think I'm going to bump number 2 to 3 today. Anyway, this is the definition as it's been described by the 1868 14th Amendment. All persons born or naturalized in the United States and subject to the jurisdiction thereof are citizens of the United States and of the state wherein they reside. Okay, now, throughout this part, all persons born or naturalized in the United States are citizens of the United States and the state wherein they reside. That sounds completely different. But the truth is, this is a direct quote. This I'm reading it from the 14th. All persons born or naturalized in the United States and subject to the jurisdiction thereof are citizens of the United States and of the state wherein they reside. That's citizenship. That's what it says in the Constitution about citizenship. End of subject. It doesn't throw out any clause there. It's not eliminated. Subject to the jurisdiction thereof. So basically, you're out. And he can actually take it. I believe he can take an executive order and do away with it. All these people that talk about birthright citizenship. That's just my opinion. I'm one guy. But right now, we have a constitutional movement moving, and that is called New California. And guess what? It is moving. It seems to have outdone the others. Yes, it has. And that's because we're following the what a concept. We're following the Constitution by the book. That's why New California will become the 51st state. Thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com, and of course, newcaliforniastate.com. Stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.